翻到马太福音。
Now let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew 22.
36 to 40.
I have already read this to brothers and sisters in the past.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1,
第五到第七节
verse 5 to verse 7.
提摩太前书第一章五到第七节
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 and 7.
但命令的总纲就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm.
我想我们最近这个都被这个冠状病毒都应该都有点影响。
I believe that recently we have been affected to some degree by this novel coronavirus.
没想到美国也自己受影响，你看好像人都不怕，那股票哗就直接下来了。
It seems like people are not afraid, but however, stock is falling.
人可以表面上看是怎么样，但是人还是有很多的惧怕。
Outwardly, we might be some way, but within, we have some fear.
我们两位弟兄在过去两个主日都跟我们交通到主在这里做震动的工作。
Our two brothers in the past two Sundays have shared with us that God is doing a work of shaking.
我们可以说震动一些不会存留久的，把它都震掉。
We can say that God is shaking away the things that cannot remain.
但是我希望我们信主的人哈，我们震动能够把我们震醒啊。
But for those of us who believe the Lord, I long that the shaking will shake us awake.
我们真的求主给我知道我活在地上做什么。
That we ask the Lord to let us know why we are living on this earth.
我们在地上的时间非常的短。
We have a limited amount, a very short amount of time on this earth.
根本不知道能够走多远。
We don't know how far we can walk.
如果我们再不求主给我有一个智慧的心。
If we do not ask the Lord to give us a heart of wisdom.
我们眼睛只在看着世界上我要怎么做。
We only look at what we want on this earth.
我要在世界上要得什么。
In this world, what do we want to obtain?
我们最终发现，我们真的非常的沮丧。
And in the end, we'll find that we're in despair.
我今年开始的负担要跟弟兄姊妹交通到爱。
This year, my burden is to share with you on the topic of love.
人都要爱。
Man wants love.
对吧？我们是从小孩子起来就叫父母的爱。
When we're kids, we want the love of our parents.
长大之后，我们是希望有异性的爱或者这个朋友的爱。
And when we grow up, then we want love from friends and the significant others.
我们都要爱，但是神说我就是爱。
We want love, but God says I am love.
你有他的爱，我们才懂得什么叫爱。
If you have His love, then you would know what is love.
我已经用两次的时间讲到爱主的事。
I have already spent two times to share on loving the Lord.
刚刚唱的诗歌也是讲到我们爱主。
The hymn we just sang is also talking about loving the Lord.
如果主不吸引我，
If the Lord doesn't draw me, how could I love Him?
所以我们要祷告求主吸引。
So we have to pray and ask the Lord to draw us.
我发现有些人这个来到什么都很兴奋，来到主面前就睡着了。
I find that some people are excited about many things, but when we come before the Lord, then we fall asleep.
因为没兴趣。
Because there's no interest.
主对我不吸引。
The Lord does not draw me.
我如果主吸引我很累。很怎么样，我都会醒过来，因为这是吸引我的主。
If the Lord truly draws me, then no matter what condition I am, and I will wake up because He draws me.
所以我第一次交通了，为什么我们不能爱主？
The first time I shared on why we cannot love the Lord.
因为我们太爱这个世界了。
Because we love this world.
我们还想从这个世界得到东西。
We want to obtain something from this world.
我希望现在发生的事给我们发现，世界你没有太多能够得到。
After these recent events, perhaps we would see that there's not much we can gain from this world.
我们祷告求主怜悯我们，让这次的疫症能够赶快过去。
We pray to the Lord that He will let this outbreak pass soon.
不是让我又去爱世界。
Not that so I can love the world again.
如果是这样想法，你叫另外一个又要来。
If we think that way, then something else would happen.
我们祷告呢，是让这过去，让我们能够好好聚会。
We pray that may this pass so we can have we can meet together.
让我们能够好好来服侍他。
That we can serve him.
说这个整个方向不同呢。
So this is a different direction of prayer.
我们会爱世界，因为我们爱自己。
We would love the world because we love ourselves.
我们想过舒服的生活。
We want to have a comfortable life.
你知道，这种的生活只有让我们越来越远离主。
This kind of life would only cause us to be further and further from the Lord.
有时候我看看这个新闻，我想很多人都在看，特别中国人都，我们都在看这个在中国发生的新闻。
Sometimes I look at the news, I believe many people will look at the news of what's happening in China.
一个家庭连三十晚才一起吃饭。The night before the Chinese New Year.
Before Chinese New Year, people are eating. Family are gathered to eat.
Yeah, we eat every day. 这个，但是你看他们很高兴吃了，过几天一个一个死了。
They were very glad to be eating together, but then after a few days, each one passed away.
他只有留下一个年轻人在英国读书。
There is one who is left who is studying in England.
这独子嘛。
The only son.
爷爷奶奶爸爸都死了，甚至妈妈还在医院。
Dad, grandparents are all dead and mother is in the hospital.
有时候读这种新闻啊，你说人太无助了。
When you read these kind of news, then you will feel that man is helpless.
根本你保不住什么事情的。
You cannot keep anything.
所以我们这个信主的人哈，我们一定要醒过来。
So those of us who believe the Lord must wake up.
很多人说我不知道我活着干嘛。
A lot of people say I don't know what is the purpose for me to live.
最忧伤的信了主的人也说我不知道活着干嘛。
The saddest thing is some believers will still not know this.
你要知道，我们每一个东西。每一件事情知道我的价值，我就知道我活着干嘛。
If we know our value, then we know why we are living.
你说这个讲台用来的就是给人家那个摆东西的人讲话。
The value of this pulpit is for people to put things on it and speak.
这是它的价值。
That is its value.
当然，你可以在上面跳也行。
Of course, you can also jump on top of it.
对，它也有一点价值，因为你还可以跳，它不掉下来。
There's some value there because you can jump on top of it and it won't break immediately.
那你拿这个来打人也行。
You can also carry this to hit others.
那你就破坏它被造的目的。
But then you are going against the purpose in which it was created.
神造我们都有目的。
God created us with a purpose.
但我们没什么动力去 find out, 去找出来他造我的目的是什么。
But we don't have a motivation to go find out what is the purpose that which he created.
如果我知道他造我为什么，我为这个而活，我非常有人生的意义。
If I know the purpose in which he created me, then I would have a reason in this life.
我们就有价值活在地上，直到见他为止。
Then we will have a value for living on this earth until the day we meet him.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要跟世人 想法，我们当然本来就是我们就是世人，不要像还没信主之前那些的想法。
Brothers and sisters, do not be like people of this world.
因为我们今天应该有不同的目标。
Because today we ought to have a different goal.
不然的话，我们有一天一定非常的懊悔。
Otherwise, one day we will for sure have regret.
年轻人可能还不知道，但是到中年人老年的时候会发现我们浪费了多少的时间。
Perhaps the young people don't feel this way yet, but once you grow to middle age or older, you will find that you wasted a lot of time.
这是我第一次讲的哈，这个为什么不能爱主。
This is what I shared the first time, why could we not love the Lord?
最主要的，我们爱自己啊。
The main thing is that we love ourselves.
我们爱享受。
We love enjoyment.
所以我们会爱钱。
So therefore, we would love
money. 第二次我交通了，如何来爱主。
The second time I shared on how to love.
圣经明显的写着，遵他而行就是爱他的。
The Bible clearly says that he who follows what he says and obey, that is loving God.
但是遵他而行不是指外面做的。
But to follow and obey is not just outwardly.
主要是里面做才算数。
The main thing is you have to submit within, then it counts.
神是看我们内心的。
God looks at our heart.
你外面做，所有人都跟你糊过，你糊不了神。
If we do things outwardly, everybody could be deceived, but we cannot deceive God.
朋友有告诉我，你可以贿赂人，你贿赂不了神。
Gospel friend told me that you can bribe others, but you cannot bribe God.
连朋友都懂这个。
Even gospel friends understand.
但是我们弟兄姊妹，我们可能不懂，我们以为神还可以糊过去。
He thought perhaps brothers and sisters don't know this. You thought you can deceive God.
所以我们要起来，真的来爱主。
So we have to rise up and truly love the Lord.
不然呢，我们连信主都觉得不知道为什么信主了。
Otherwise, we don't even know why we believe the Lord.
我提了三件事情。
I mentioned three things.
什么叫做遵他而行？
What does it mean to follow and obey?
第一个，我们把它摆在首位。
First, we put him in our first priority.
我们太多东西在我们生命中重要。
There are a lot of things that are important in our lives.
但主在问，你爱我比这些更多。
But God asks,Do you love me more than these?
第二个，顺服他。
Second is to submit.
我们顺服他最要紧能够降服在他面前。
The most important part of submitting is to surrender before the Lord.
我们英文非常好 ,surrender. 我们真的能够服在他给的任何环境底下。
That we could truly surrender into all the situations that he has given us.
当我们不能的时候，我们跟主说，主，你等等我，我一定服你的。
And when we cannot, then we ask the Lord, wait.Do not change your mind. I will follow you.
第三个
Third,
把自己的主权给他
Give our lordship to him.
我们真的把一生交给他
That we truly give our entire life to him.
现在发生这么多的事情有什么事你可以抓在你手上的
There are a lot of things that happen. What could you actually hold on and control?
我们一生都想抓东西
In all our lives, we want to hold on to something.
不管你现在活到多大
No matter how old you are.
有多少东西抓得住的
How many things can you actually hold on to?
08年这个整个股票这个什么房价全部下来的时候
In 2008 when the financial crisis happened
多少人的身家减一半
A lot of people's net worth was cut in half
说现在新闻讲什么从08年到现在又开始垮因为这个瘟疫
And the news says starting from 08 until now it has risen but it's fallen again because of the outbreak
给我们要醒得过来不是靠那个才能活的。
So we should wake up and notice we cannot rely on that.
圣经有一句话说钱啊长翅膀会飞走的。
There's a phrase in the Bible that says money can fly away.
我就不懂是不是给他$1 bill 他就飞走了换他$100 bill 他就自己把就飞走了。
I thought, what does that mean? Do I have a $1 bill and it will actually fly away?
两次这种的股票下来你就发现钱突然间就蒸发掉了。
After these financial crises, you would see that money could just evaporate.
So, 求主唤醒我们已经沉睡的心。
May the Lord awake our sleeping spirit.
主真的要回来了。
The Lord is coming soon.
我们当然主不回来，还继续生活。
Of course, before the Lord returns, we continue to live our lives.
我们不是跑到山上去等主回来。
Don't go onto the mountaintop and wait for the Lord to return.
但是我们要知道主真的要回来。
But we truly have to know the Lord is returning.
生活有多少的难处，感谢主，主要回来。
There are a lot of difficulties in our lives. Thank the Lord, He is coming back.
我们身体有多少的难处，感谢主，主要回来。
We have so many infirmities in our bodies. Thank the Lord, He is returning.
在我还可以走的时候，主你支撑着我，一直走到你回来。
When I still have days, Lord, sustain me that I can walk until the day you return.
我今天要继续的交通了。
Today I'll continue this sharing.
我们刚刚读的圣经哈。
The verses that we just read.
在马太福音他说这个诫命的一切总纲就是爱神爱人。
In Matthew, it says that the summary for the law and the prophets is to love God and love man.
我们常常有人说、哎、旧约的神好严厉、哦、新约的神都讲爱。
Sometimes people say, the God of the Old Testament is very harsh. The New Testament God all speaks of love.
你看主耶稣讲什么？旧约所有的律法就是讲爱。
But Jesus says, all the commandments in the Old Testament is speaking of love.
但我们读的时候，哇，都是律法，严厉的不得了。
When we read it, it seems like a lot of commandments and very harsh.
那主耶稣把它归纳，所有的诫命就是想到爱。
That the Lord Jesus summarized all the commandments, speaking of one thing, that is love.
律法与先知所讲的话，就是综合爱神爱人。
He says that what the law says and what the prophets said, it is in two things: love God and love man.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我们真的要来爱神了。
I have already mentioned to brothers and sisters that we truly need to love the Lord.
我们现在说怎么来爱人。
We ask, how do we love men?
你发现主耶稣的综合那个话，他对爱我要超过一切的爱。
When the Lord summarized it, he says to love me has to surpass all other loves.
换句话说，你要爱我过于爱你自己。
In other words, you have to love me more than you love yourself.
但他讲到爱人呢，他说就像爱你自己。
But to love others, he says, it is like loving yourself.
我告诉你，降了一级了。
So that's already one level lower.
爱主超过你爱你自己，把爱人就像爱你自己就行。
That's the Lord, you have to love more than you love yourself. To love others, just loving yourself is enough.
哎，你有没有觉得容易一点？
Do you feel like this is simpler?
哇，我一直在读，我觉得爱人像爱自己，办不到。
When I read this, loving others like loving yourself, that is impossible.
那你虽然好像他降了一级，你发现你还是怎么都是爱你自己。你要把爱别人像爱自己，办不到。
Even though it's one level lower, but you still find that you cannot do it.
主太理解我们了。
The Lord knows us too well.
我们这两个命令都不容易。
These two commandments are difficult.
但是神告诉我们说，他就是爱。
But God tells us that He is love.
他不会给我们一些我们永远办不到的。
He won't give us something that we can never attain.
是可以办得到的，但是有条件。
It is possible, but there are conditions.
弟兄姊妹，但愿现在所发生的事情。
Brothers and sisters, because of the things that have been happening.
给我们有个强烈的心愿，主，我要得到这个爱。
May those cause us to have a strong desire to ask the Lord, I want this love.
在神的家中需要这个爱。
In God's house, we need this love.
但要得到这个爱，一定要对付肉体的。
To obtain this love, we must deal with the flesh.
什么叫爱自己啊？爱自己就是爱我的肉体啊。
What does it mean to love ourselves? It means to love our flesh.
爱人如己，我不可能爱别人的肉体啊。
To love others as ourselves, we cannot love others' flesh.
因为人家肉体就刺伤我。
Because other people's flesh would cause me uncomfortableness.
所以我们今天哈，我们求主给我们有强烈的心愿，主你快回来了。主唯一一个看的，你对付肉体有多少了。
So today we have a strong desire to want the Lord to come back soon. What we need is to see how much we're dealing with the flesh.
爱自己就是。体贴肉体啊。
To love ourselves, it is to be mindful of the flesh.
爱自己就整天思念我所要的。
To love ourselves means to think daily of what we want.
我们这样绝对不可能有主的爱的。
If that is the case, then it is impossible for us to have God's love.
因为我爱自己太注重我的感受。
Because we love ourselves and we care too much about how we feel.
这个影响我们真的来寻求主，我们肉体一直不会过的。
This will affect how we pursue the Lord because we cannot pass through our flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们彼此的激励一定要对付我们的肉体。
The brothers and sisters, may we encourage one another to deal with our flesh.
今天我们读了提摩太前书这一段话。
Today we read from 1 Timothy.
这里怎么讲到我们怎么得到这个爱呢？
Here, how does it explain how we could get this love?
他说是从清洁的心、无亏的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
Says that this love comes from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith.
我们以为爱是我做出来的。
We thought love is something that we can do.
我从某某人身上看到我学出来的。
Or perhaps we see it on someone and we can learn it.
没想到圣经说是生出来的。
But rather, the Bible says that love comes from these.
我们要知道，我们常常求人，请人帮助我，给我真的有这种爱。
We often ask others to help us that we can have this kind of love.
你没想过，这个爱是有条件，而是生出来的。
But you didn't know that love is this love. There are conditions, and it is also it comes from these other things.
因为圣经里面讲啊，我们今天能够得救、得永生，是生出来的。
Today we can be saved and we can have eternal life.That is out of birth.
重生不是做出来的。
To be born again is not something you can do.
圣经里面为什么要讲重生？因为一定是生出来的。
Why does the Bible speak of being born again? Because it has to be born.
不是你去做多少的好事你就有了。
It's not if you do a lot of good things then you will have it.
没有其他方法能够得到的。
There's no other way.
我们只有从神生的才有的。
Only those who are from God will have this.
那在这里说，爱也是生出来。
Here it also speaks that the love is also born.
所以发现有条件的，他不是说你要怎么生，他说你有三件事，你好好面对，这个爱会生出来。
And the conditions is that there are three things that you must face, and the love will come from those.
所以我用今天这个时间来看这三件事情。
Therefore, today I would like to use this time to look at these three things.
第一个清洁的心。
The first is a pure heart.
我们读一些圣经好吗？
Let's turn to some Bible passages.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
这是大卫的祷告的一篇，这是一个诗篇，一个认罪的诗篇。
This is a prayer of repentance by David.
五十一篇第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十一章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
我只怕你们的心或偏于血，失去那像基督所存义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8。
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
再读一节哈，提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二十二节。
Second Timothy 2:22.
你要逃避少年的私欲，从那心心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
But But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这里讲清洁的心，也是讲到清洁的心思。
Here it speaks of a pure heart. It also speaks of a pure mind.
什么影响我们的心思不清洁呢？
What affects our mind to not be pure?
我提两件事情。
I'll mention two things.
一个，我们心思会被污染。
First is our mind could be polluted.
你看过一些坏的书，这个东西就进入你脑袋了。
If you read some bad books, these thoughts will enter into your head.
你的心思就开始受污染。
And your mind will be polluted.
你看过不好的图画，
if you,
这个画像就进入你的心思。
If you've seen some bad images, these images will go into your head.
这些在你里面，心思里面把你污染了。
These will be in your mind and will pollute your mind.
我们今天讲我们要解决空气的污染。
Today we say that we want to deal with air pollution.
我们要解决环境的污染，这个水质的污染。
Or water pollution.
Or the environment.
Environment pollution.
但是你发现心思的污染最糟糕。
But you must find out that the pollution of the mind is worse.
因为这个心思一污染，我可以害自己，也可以害人。
Because the pollution of the mind can adversely affect ourselves and also others.
你会发现心思一旦被污染，它有势力在我们里面影响我们的生活。
When the mind is polluted, then it has a power to affect our life, living.
你看大卫，他稍微放松了他的心思。
David simply relaxed his mind.
当他放松这个杆儿，他在他的阳台就看到八十八在沐浴。
When he was caught, he relaxed his guard. He saw Bathsheba from his balcony.
他心思就受污染了。
And his mind was polluted.
他把八十八就拿过来了。
And he took Bathsheba for himself.
没想到人家就怀孕。
And then that person, Bathsheba then would become pregnant.
他千方百计要遮盖这件事。
And he came up with a lot of schemes to try to cover this.
最后把人家的丈夫都杀了。
And he even killed her husband.
思想的污染不得了的事情。
The pollution of the mind is a severe.
但是思想的污染会是因为我们 loose guard, 我们这个保护着我们的思想这个放松了。
This pollution of the mind will happen when we lose guard.
说圣经说要约束你的心思。
So the Bible says to gird up the loins of your heart.
或者我们弟兄这次写的诗歌说，你心思要束紧。
Or that to gird up your mind.
大卫在这里说，他说我犯罪了。
David here says I have sinned.
这个神已经赦免我的罪了。
And God has already forgiven my sins.
但他祷告说，为我造。清洁的心。
But then he prayed and said, "Create in me a clean heart."
我基本上不可能清洁了。
It is basically impossible for me to be clean.
我的思想都污染了。
My mind is already polluted.
不管是世界的追求，各样的已经污染了。
It's already affected by the world. Regardless, it's polluted.
我没办法再把它拿出来丢掉。
I cannot take it out and throw it away.
求你为我造。
May you create a clean heart in me again.
基本上是一个神迹，就是求你 dumb it all out and give me a clean mind. 给我一个新的清洁的心思。
This is essentially asking for a miracle to dump it all out and give me a clean heart.
污染的心思，这个我们必须注意的。
We have to pay attention to a polluted mind.
我们看的东西。
What do we look at?
我们听的东西。
What do we listen to?
那我们爱听 gossip。
We like to listen to gossip.
看的、听的都会污染我们的心思的。
What we see and what we hear will affect our mind.
第二个，复杂的心思。
Second point is a complicated, mind.
我们今天这个太复杂了，我们的心思。
Today our minds are way too complicated.
这个人家看我一个眼光，我就想他对我有什么恶意。
If someone even looks at me differently, I thought perhaps this person has some evil intent to hurt.
别人讲一句话，他有什么动机啊？
If someone says something, I wonder what their private motivation was.
中国有一句话说什么？害人之心不可有。下面呢？防人之心不可无。
There's a Chinese phrase that says you cannot have an evil intent towards others, but you have to protect yourselves from others.
我们在这个混乱的一个社会里面，我们整天在防。
In this chaotic environment, we are always protecting ourselves from others.
我们总是觉得人家要害我，人家要歧视我。
We always think that other people want to harm us or treat us differently.
Yeah, 我们今天哈可能有很多就从在这里头产生很多的误会，也产生很多笑话。
Perhaps we would have a lot of misunderstandings, or something from here.
我记得 Sherry 告诉过我在90年初他同学的一个故事。
I remember Sherry mentioned to me a story about her friends from the 90s.
Yeah, 就是从台湾来的。
Someone from Taiwan.
他说他的同学进电梯了，在电梯里。
The friend is in the elevator.
然后电梯打开，有个美国人要进来，他说，然后他问他是不是 going down.
And the elevator door opened, and the American came in and says going down.
这个因为，是吧？他英文不太好。
Her English is not very good.
他说，诶，他怎么知道我是国民党？
and then she says, how does that person know that I'm belonging to some political party that sounds like going down? So she was very shocked. How does this person know I belong to this political party? Our minds are very interesting.
Yeah, interesting.这个你就很奇怪，我们不知道整天在想国民，就是想我们，你不知道他在想什么，你知道吗？
We don't know what this person was thinking about all day long.
一个美国人进来，他英文又听不懂，对吧？人家说 going down 就国民党。
Some American came in and said going down, and you thought he was saying 国民党。
这么多年我都不会忘记这件事。
I will never forget this funny story.
还有啊，不讲了，今天不是来讲这个。
There's a lot of others, but this is not the place.
或者我再讲一个。
I will not mention anymore.
你知道我们那时候90年代初啊，这个很少国内的同学来读书的。
In the 90s, there are very few students who come from China.
这个大部分都是台湾、香港来的。
Most are from Taiwan and Hong Kong.
香港来的是没有政治意识的。
The people from Hong Kong are not political.
所以我们传福音对象有，就国内来就跟他们传福音了。
So we say if there are people from China, just preach gospel to them.
因为我香港来的。
Because I'm from Hong Kong.
这个很中立。
So I'm very neutral.
啊，从我这跟他讲，哎，他们来传福音是不是准备在做统战的工作啊？
They said that.
听不懂我们的统战，听不懂就这种什么零零后的人
啊。They say when you're preaching the gospel, are you trying to?
就说中国人洗脑都归回台湾，成为国民党员。
Are you trying to brainwash them and then make them part of Taiwan?
哎呀，我们发现啊。我说我们在传耶稣，没有在传什么你党哪个国家。
We said that we were preaching the God, we're preaching Jesus. We're not preaching a political agenda.
你知道我们的思想就是复杂。
Our minds are very complicated.
这个，所以我们今天呢，复杂的心思是大问题的。
Therefore, today having a complicated mind is a big problem.
很多我可以举很多例子，我不举了。
I can give a lot of examples, but I won't mention anymore.
你知道清洁的心，你用另外一个词就是清新。
To have a pure heart, another phrase
yes,
is
a pure heart.
Pure heart.
A clean heart is a pure heart. 这个我们好难单纯哦。
It is very difficult to be pure.
你看小孩子非常单纯。
little kids are very pure.
慢慢长大越来越复杂。
After as they growing up, they're less and less pure.
所以我看着大家这么看起来好像很怎么样的，其实里面复杂的不得了。
So when you look at people, perhaps they don't seem that way, but they're very complicated within.
圣经讲了一句话，我们如果复杂，我们认识不了我们的主。
The Bible says if we're complicated, then we cannot know our Lord.
聪明通达人，神把你隐藏。
God hides himself from the intelligent and...
他把他自己隐藏了。他说马太福音主耶稣说清心的人能够见神。
Therefore, Gospel of Matthew says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
你发现这两个话是一起的。我们要归回单纯的。
This word, these two words come together that we have to return to simplicity.
So, 刚刚我们读这个保罗说，你们要与清心祷告人一起追求。
Therefore, Paul, we just read, says that you have to pursue with those who are pure in heart.
你知道，我们都跟一堆复杂的思想的人在一起，你不复杂都变复杂。
If we're with a lot of complicated people, even if you're not complicated, you will become that way.
整天在想别人在想什么。
All day long we're thinking what the other person is thinking.
我们要与清心追求主的人一同追求。
We ought to pursue with those who are pure in heart and pursue together.
你要不要追求什么？信心、爱，这两个很重要啊。
And to pursue what? Faith and love. These two are very important.
公义，神的义。和平
God's righteousness and peace.
说弟兄姊妹，第一件事情，你想有爱，神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing, if you want God's love,
归回单纯
return to simplicity.
这个需要代价。
This requires a cost.
那就是这一个已经是本身一个非常重要的点。
By itself, this is already a very important point.
我们常常说归回单纯。
We often say return to simplicity.
你没想到我归回单纯会产生一个后果，叫做爱。
You did not realize that if you return to simplicity, there will come a result that is love.
不是只是一个归回单纯，乃是有结果。我有产生一种我没想过有的爱。
It is not just to return to simplicity by itself, but it will come from that a love that I didn't know.
说弟兄姊妹，我们已经够复杂了。
Brothers and sisters, we're complicated.
在我们信主的年日一直往前走的时候，愿意我们开始 delete 我们这些除掉我们这些复杂，能够开始单纯。
As we are following the Lord, may we delete the complicated parts in our mind and return to simplicity.
我们来看第二个点哈。
Let us look at the second point.
我们翻到哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
应该先看提摩太前书。提摩太前书第一章。
Let's first look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第十九节
Verse 19、
我们第二点是要谈到无愧的良心
The second point we have is to have a
我们看第一章第十九节
Good conscience
Good conscience
1 Timothy 1 Timothy 1:19
长存信心和无愧的良心有人丢弃良心就在真道上如同船破坏了一般
Having faith and a good conscience which some have rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck
我们翻到使徒行传第二十四章
Let us turn to Acts 24
使徒行传二十四章第十六节
Acts 24:16
我因此自己勉励，对神对人，长存无愧的良心。
This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and man.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 19。
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
我们再回到提摩太前书第四章。
Let us return to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章第二节。
1 Timothy 4:2.
这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
你知道良心是在灵里面的一部分。
Conscience is part of the spirit.
或者是灵里面神给人的一个功用。
It is a function that God has given to man in his spirit.
是给人知道是非。
So that man may know right from wrong.
我们良心有个功用，乃是他可能会定罪你。
Our conscience might have a function that is to condemn you.
如果你做错了，它使你不安。
If you did something wrong, the conscience will cause you to have an
ease. 如果你做对了，它给你有平安的感觉。
If you do right, then it will give you a sense of peace.
这是神摆在人里面、灵里面，每个人都有一个特殊的功用。
This is a function, a special function that God has placed in every single person.
我们传福音常常遇到朋友说，我一辈子凭良心做事。
When we preach the gospel, a lot of times they will say that I live according to my conscience.
什么意思？他的意思就是说，良心说对的我做，良心说不对的我不做。
What it means is that if my conscience says right, then I will do it. And if the wrong conscience says no, then I will not do it.
良心可以分辨对错。
The conscience can discern right from wrong.
但是良心需要有光才知道什么是对与错。
But conscience requires light in order to know what is right and wrong.
我常常跟朋友们说，如果一个房间灯都关了，
I often tell gospel friends, if in a room and all the lights are off,
你可以看到哪里脏吗？
Can you see anything that's dirty?
如果我有一根蜡烛，
if I have a candlestick,
在这蜡烛的旁边的脏东西我看得见，
and I can see the uncleanliness around the candle.
再远一点就看不见，
if it's further away, then I cannot see.
我把两根蜡烛，我看见脏的东西就多一点。
If I have two candles, then I can see more unclean things.
人的良心在乎你究竟有几个蜡烛。
Man's conscience depends on how many candles you have.
我的良心里面只有一个蜡烛光，我觉得我凭良心做事，很多错的我都看不见。
If I only have one candle in my conscience, then I can live according to my conscience, but a lot of bad things I don't even see it.
人的道德的教导给你多两三根的蜡烛。
Man's teaching, moral teaching, is to give you a few more candlesticks.
所以我可能看到，哦，这些 behavior 是不，这些这样是不行的。
So I can see that there's some behavior that are unacceptable.
我们的主啊，他说我就是光。
Our Lord says, I'm the light.
那可能是五百束光、一千束光照进来了。
Perhaps 500 lumens and shine into the heart.
你才突然间发现，哇，这么糟糕。
Then.Suddenly we see I'm so wicked.
这个叫做神照亮我们里面的良心。
This is what it means for God to enlighten our conscience.
没有主的光，我觉得我不错。
Without the light of the Lord, I think I'm pretty good.
都是别人比我糟糕。
Other people are not as good as me.
所以后来我慢慢明白，才能够明白保罗为什么说我是罪人中的罪魁。
Then slowly I could understand why Paul says I'm the chief of sinners.
他不是说我过去是罪人中的罪魁，现在不是。
He didn't say in the past I was a chief of sinners.
他说我现在就是罪人中的罪魁。
He says now I am a chief of sinners.
弟兄姊妹，没信主之前，我们良心是暗淡。
Brothers and sisters, before we believe the Lord, our conscience is dim.
说我们很多东西糊涂的。
So a lot of things we're unsure.
甚至刚刚有丧尽天良嘛，对吧？ 上进刚刚读过这个是怎么写的啊？这个 lost all my conscience
and I lost all my conscience
我里面还有他都用热铁烙过一般
and it is seared by a hot iron
还有感觉吗
you still have feeling
没感觉
I have no feeling
我要我就是麻木掉要我连感觉都没掉
perhaps I would lose I will be dim or otherwise I'll lose all
今天在朋友们不信主里面的人很多是这样的
among non-believers a lot of people are like that
但是今天很可惜信了主的弟兄姊妹里面也有不少是这样的
unfortunately today even those who believe many are like this
我们不止脑袋 我们心是不单纯
not only do our minds are not pure
我们在良心的光不够
We don't have enough light of conscience
所以我们很多的事情糊涂了
So a lot of things we are unsure
我们没感觉了
We lose all feeling
我们麻木了
We are numb
所以其实用另外一个叫借光不够其实用另外一个词就是我在暗中活我在黑暗中
In other words if we don't have enough light Then we're living in darkness.
你知道我们如果在暗中的话，你就发现哈，我们根本分不了什么对与错。
If we're living in darkness, then we cannot tell right from wrong.
保罗说：“我在对神、对人都存无愧的良心。”
Paul says, "I have a good conscience before God and before men."
什么叫做有愧
？What does it mean to not have a good conscience?
我提两个事情哈，一个就是犯罪。
I'll mention two things. One is sin.
活着，你注重罪孽。
Or the other is to notice transgressions.
你知道，当我们犯罪，你就破坏了良心。
When we sin, then we hurt the conscience.
You break the conscience.
You break the conscience.
你知道，良心破坏了之后，你这个人就自然弱下来。
When the conscience is broken, then we will become weak.
你知道我们可能过去是一个非常公义的人
Perhaps in the past we're a very righteous person
但是我犯罪了
But then I sinned
我现在看到别人做了错了
And I see others sin
你没力去跟正人
We have no strength to correct others
因为我发现我站的地位不对
Because I will find that I'm not standing on the right
我的良心告诉我你没资格去讲人
My conscience tells me that you do not have you are not qualified to talk about others
不然我就变成一个假冒为善的人
Otherwise I will become a hypocrite
第二个我们犯罪了之后灵就弱下去了
Second is that when we sin our spirit will be weak
我们根本刚强不起来
We cannot even strengthen up
我可以讲话很大声
I can talk very loudly.
但是人家听到就是大声。
But others will only hear that loud voice.
不是灵里面强起来。
It is not the strengthening of the spirit.
我讲过这个，我很多年前二十几岁，我翻译。
I shared about this before, and many years ago when I was in my 20s, I was interpreting.
但我心中注重罪孽。
But in my mind, I was thinking of transgressions.
但是我还是要服侍啊，所以我去翻译。
I still have to serve, so I went and translated.
你知道里面的良心说你怎么可以站在这里
And the conscience within says, how could you stand here?
你始终不认罪
You are unwilling to confess your sin.
你始终就不对付这件事情
You do not even deal with this matter.
你怎么继续犯下去
How could you continue?
一个半小时的时间
For an hour and a half.
哎呀，上去就在打仗。
When I was up there, it was warfare.
我一直跟主说，主啊，翻完译下来，我跟你对付这件事。
I keep telling the Lord, after I finish interpreting, I will come down and I will deal with this.
你知道那个弟兄啊，那个讲员是一个宁波人。
The brother who is sharing is someone from Ningbo.
哎呦，那个国语真难听哦。
And his Mandarin is very difficult to understand.
说终于犯错，我不讲那个事了。
I finally made a mistake, but I will not mention it because you already know.
啊，汗流满脸了。
And I was sweating all over.
我就跟主说，我怎么继续下去
？I asked the Lord, how could I continue?
是这个是逼我，就说我为着要下去，我今天求你赦免我的罪。
So this thing forced me, say, in order for me to continue, I have to ask you to forgive my sins.
你知道你不认罪啊，心虚。
If you do not confess your sins, then you will feel not right.
Yes. 这心虚是根本没在讲，你看他翻译跟有力，我根本就是小小声讲的，没力讲话。
Then if you're in that condition, then you cannot even speak.
所以你会发现哈，我们只要对付了，我里面又良心又可以起来。
So if you deal with it, then our conscience can rise up again.
你知道，如果我们犯罪，还有一个良心如果有控告，你祷告也没力。
Regarding sinning, there's one more thing. If we sin, then there might be an accusation in our heart.
或者我注重罪孽，我祷告也没用。
Or if I'm still thinking of that iniquity, then my prayer would be of no use.
或者这样讲说，我祷告没力，因为我认为神不会听。
Or in other words, I will not pray with might because I know that the Lord won't listen, so I don't care.
我们一定会犯罪。
We surely will sin.
但要认罪。
But we have to confess our
sin. 真实的对付这个罪。
Truly deal with the sin.
使我们的良心没控告，我们能够再刚强起来。
So that our conscience will not condemn us, that we can rise up.
第二个，我们不顺从圣灵。
Second is that we do not
submit
to the Holy Spirit.
因为我们圣灵有感动，我 have no response. 我没反应。
Because the Holy Spirit moves us, so we have no response.
慢慢就没感觉了。
Then slowly we'll have no feeling.
有时候圣灵感动，我们要向人认错，我们拖也没感觉了。
Perhaps sometimes the Holy Spirit reminds us to confess our sins to another, and then once we ignore him for enough time, then we won't have that feeling anymore.
所以两件事情，犯罪不顺从圣灵，都会使我们良心有亏的。
So two things regarding sin and also to not follow the Holy Spirit, that will cause our conscience to dim.
有亏的良心的结果是什么？
What is the result of not having a good conscience?
第一个，与神的交通有了隔阂。
First, there is a hindrance of our fellowship with God.
我们跟主的交通没办法照常的继续。
Our fellowship with the Lord cannot continue as it was before.
因为每次来到神的面前，神就说你对付了这个了吗？
Every time when we come before the Lord, he asks, have you dealt with this?
第二个，刚刚我们读过。
Second, we have already read this.
有人丢弃了良心，就在真道上如同船破坏一般。
Some people throw away their conscience and it's as if they're shipwrecked in their truth.
真道这个字在原文是 faith 信心，就像船破坏了一般。
Here the
这个是提摩太前书一章十九节。
Here it says that their faith has suffered shipwreck.
我们良心出问题了。
Our conscience has a problem.
我们的信心也出问题了。
Then our faith will also have a problem.
我们说我们要有信心。
We say we want to have faith.
但你没想到，原来良心可以使我们信心完蛋。
But in fact, our conscience can drag our faith down.
良心有亏。破坏信心。
If we do not have a good conscience, then our faith will suffer shipwreck.
我们不能够常常顺从圣灵，信心起不来的。
If we cannot often submit to the Holy Spirit, then our conscience cannot rise up. Faith cannot rise up.
我们今天哈，我们一个求主加我信心，主给我能够经历信心。最大的问题是对付你良心，让他 clear conscience。能够是无愧的良心。
We often ask the Lord to give us faith. What we need is to have a clear conscience.
你发现我跟神的沟通没事的时候，信心自然建立起来。
When we have good communication and fellowship with the Lord, then naturally we will have faith and it will be established.
所以这段圣经说船破了，说船不能破。
Here the passage says that there's a shipwreck. Therefore, in other words, ship should not have a hole in it.
保罗可能很知道什么叫做船破。
Paul probably knows very well what it means to have shipwreck.
他在海上好多的这个出去的船道坐船的，他经过很多船破的事。
he had suffered shipwreck many times.
所以你发现他举的例子很贴切，他说你良心破了，你信心就没了，就像船一破，信心没了。
He gives a very good imagery that if your conscience suffers shipwreck, then your faith will be gone.
船可以很旧，船可以很小，船绝对不能破。
Your ship can be very old or very small, but it should not have a hole in it.
因为船一破，船就沉。
Because once you have a hole in your ship, then the ship will sink.
良心破了，不能祷告。
If your conscience suffers shipwreck, then you cannot pray.
良心破了，我们在神面前。在人的面前，在自己面前都成为拦阻。
If your conscience suffers shipwreck, then there will be hindrance before God, before man, and before ourselves.
这个有弟兄这样交通哈、啊，他说信心跟良心的关系，就好像信心是货物，良心是船。
There's a brother who shared this that the relationship between faith and conscience is that conscience is the
It's a ship,
and faith is the merchandise on the ship.
船一破，货就掉到水里面去了。
When the ship suffers shipwreck, then all the cargo will fall into the sea.
良心一破，信心就漏下去。
When conscience suffers shipwreck, then faith will fall.
我们今天祷告，是吧？我们祷告每一粒，主要的问题。良心有事啊。
Today when we pray and we do not pray with strength, the main problem is that there's something wrong with the conscience.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，祷告要有负担。
I often tell brothers and sisters when you pray, you have to pray with a burden.
为什么我们没有负担？
Why do we not have a burden?
良心出事。
Because something wrong with the conscience.
我又不要对付良心。
And I don't want to deal with the conscience.
我的祷告是没力的。
So I have no strength in my prayer.
怎么求也没用。
No matter how I ask,
因为你有事情要去对付。
Because we have to deal with something.
我们如果不听良心的话，久而久之，完全麻木了。
If we don't listen to the conscience, then after a while, the conscience will be complete.
这里英文写无愧的良心是 good conscience, 是一个对的良心，对的一个良心。
Here it speaks of a good conscience.
所以我们今天啊，求主给我良心在主面前是坦然的。
So we ask the Lord to have an open conscience before the Lord.
以致我灵里面能够有力量。
So that there could be strength in my spirit.
第三个无畏的信心。
The second is a sincere faith.
我们读一段圣经哈，提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章这个第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
保罗对提摩太说：“想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你的心里。”
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
你发现提摩太被选有两个很好的姊妹，一个是妈妈，一个是外祖母。
You see that Timothy was chosen because of two very good sisters. One is his mother, and the other is his grandmother.
你发现他们，保罗在这里说，因为他们有个无畏的信心。
Here Paul says because they have a genuine faith.
或者就说，这里无畏中中文来看就不是假的，是真的信心。
Genuine faith means that it is not fake.
我们今天要看什么是假的信心。
First, we need to look at what is fake faith.
有一个是我们基本上都犯的。
One is that something that we would have committed.
我今天生病了，我就跟弟兄姊妹讲，我有信心主一定医治我。
Today we are sick and we tell brothers and sisters, I have faith that God will surely heal me.
弟兄姊妹，这不是信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is not faith.
这个是盼望。
This is hope.
我盼望主医治我。
I hope that the Lord will heal me.
真正的信心是说，我已经知道主医治我。
The true faith is I know God had already healed me.
信心是跟着事实走。
Faith is according to truth.
不是跟着盼望走。
It is not according to hope.
但是我们今天把信心都建立在我盼望。
But today we construct our faith upon our hope.
我有信心，我一定可以留在美国。
I have faith that I can certainly stay in the States.
我有信心，我可以留在明州。
I have faith that I can stay in Minnesota.
我只是有 我盼望留在明州。
Rather, it is I hope that I can stay in Minnesota.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有事实的话，我甚至可以宣告。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the fact, then we can proclaim.
所以你看诗歌怎么讲？我真的有信心，我就可以赞美了。
So hymn says that if I truly have faith, so I can praise.
因为我已经看到那个事实了。
Because I already see the fact.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要假装我有信心。
The brothers and sisters, let us not pretend to have faith.
这一点，或者我下次教宗的时候可以再讲多一点。
Perhaps next time when I share, I can share a bit more.
这里提了三件事。
Here mentions three things.
清洁的心。
A clear conscience.
No.
No,
pure heart.
A pure heart.
一个无愧的良心。
A clear conscience.
跟无畏的信心
and a sincere faith.
你知道每一个本身就是我们要操练。
Each one of these is something that we have to exercise.
每一个都是一个大题目。
Each one of it is a very big topic.
基本上要我们全人摆进去，好好学这个功课。
We have to put our entire being into it to truly learn that lesson.
你就发现，在你不知不觉中，爱产生了。
Then when you are not even noticing, love will be produced.
我们整天只在针对要爱。
If all day long we focus on getting love,
你不会得到。
Then you will not obtain it.
因为有条件的。
Because there are conditions.
我们 bypass, 我们不要前面的，只要爱。
We bypass these, we don't want any of those, we only want love.
你得不到的。
You won't have it.
因为这不是神的做法。
Because this is not God's way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我今天就开始用这一段圣经跟大家有点交通。
The brothers and sisters, today I'll start my sharing with from this passage.
诫命的总纲就是爱神爱人。
The summary of the law is to love God and love man.
命令的总归就是爱。
And the summary of all commandments it is love.
命令本身不一定是诫命。
Commandments itself might.
命令还有另外一个字吗？中文除了 commandment。因为这个 well commandment is commandment
these commandments might not be one of the
Ten Commandments
the commandment.
Old Testament 但是你发现命令的总归就是爱
the purpose of the commandment is love
你有爱全部守住
if you have love then you will keep all the commandments
你有神给的爱全部守住
if you haveThe love that is from God, then you can keep all this.
我们今天是守一个个来守。
Today we keep one by itself.
累得不得了。
Very tiresome.
觉得都是规条。
We think that these are all regulations.
但是神给我们的生命是他要把他的爱给我们。
But what God has given us is His life.
他能够因着有他的生命，你发现我们能够得到他的爱。
Because we have His life.Therefore, we can obtain His love.
求主帮助我们，借助现在所有发生的事，真的给我们认真的对付我们这个人的肉体。
May the Lord help us through these things that are happening around us that we can truly deal with our flesh.
求主救我，归回单纯。
May the Lord save me that I can return to simplicity.
使我良心在神面前 always a good conscience, 一直都是无愧。
That I could have a good conscience before the Lord always.
能够过信心的生活。
I can live a life of faith.
以致我能够经历这真实信心是怎么一回事。
That I can experience what it is to have a sincere faith.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
说谢谢你，还给我们能够聚在你的面前。
Lord, thank you that you still permit us to gather before your presence.
说我们珍惜与弟兄姊妹。能够一起有交通。
We treasure the opportunity to have fellowship with one another.
主啊，我们是切切求你唤醒我们沉睡的灵。
So we ask you to wake up our sleeping spirit.
以致我们彼此的激励，主啊，最后一程路我们一起奔跑。
Now we can encourage one another to run this race together.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save us.
使我们能够走得上这条路
that we can walk upon this way
所以愿意你要我们彼此相爱 我们真的你要我们操练的事我们都去操练。
Lord, you ask us to love one another. Whatever you want us to exercise, may we truly exercise.
不让这个彼此相爱成为一个口号。
That loving one another would not just be something we say.
不把这彼此相爱降的是人间肉体里面的爱。
And we do not lower this to as if it is human love of, according to our flesh.
所以帮助我们知道这个你既然要我们守已经给我们是能力达到的。
Lord, help us know that because you want this for us, so you give us power to attain it.
主啊，救我们能够归回单纯。
Lord, save us to return to simplicity.
把我们每一个都交在你的手上。
We commit each one of us into your hands.
在这个动荡瘟疫的时候，保守你的儿女们都有平安。
During this time of outbreak, may you protect your children to have peace.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our cry.
奉主耶稣基督的
名。Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.